New research shows there is something to it, something to digging in the dirt that's good for you. We recently reported on the growing movement of veterans gardens as a means of therapy, including one near Tampa's Lowry Park Zoo. For our series Off the Base this morning, The Macro View, WSS Bobby O'Brien reports on the growing trend of agriculture as a career among veterans.
It's just after sunrise on a warm February morning. A large bus idles in the parking lot of the Hillsborough County Agricultural Extension Service, several miles east of downtown Tampa. Dozens of people are gathering for a military farm tour, sponsored by the county's Economic Development Department and the Extension Service, where Stephen Gran is director.
There's a lot of the misconceptions about agriculture that it's all about just plows and cows, but there's a lot more to it than that.
There have been previous farm tours for veterans, but this year, Gran is focusing on careers beyond the field.
There's a technical aspect that we feel that a lot of veterans could have the opportunity to contribute to that industry. In addition, the entrepreneurial aspect of agriculture, that chance for them to start new farms.
The dream farm for Air Force retiree Mark Burrell will be more than just acreage to grow produce.
But also that I can actually have a portion of it where I have a restaurant on there, and the food from the farm is actually supplying the restaurant.
Burrell is part of a Hillsborough County internship program designed to expose veterans to life in agriculture. He started his internship at an agriculture research center in Waimama and is now getting experience in the field with strawberry pickers.
The people in those fields, they work a lot, and it is tough work. Farming is tough work.
Both locally and nationally, the agriculture industry is turning to veterans as a resource to grow the dwindling population of farmers.
There's a lot of people that are getting out of farming. The people are getting older. Yeah, the average age of most of the farmers is in the 60s.
Joseph Sweat is a loan officer and assistant vice president with Farm Credit of Central Florida. His bank does not have a specific veterans program. However, it does have one for first-time farmers. And Sweat sees some similarities in farmers and former military members.
They both have a mission. They want to succeed. They've got that drive to get it done.
Hillsborough is one of many agriculture communities reaching out to veterans. Michael O'Gorman of California spent 40 years as an organic farm manager. When he retired, he started the nonprofit Farmer Veteran Coalition. After hearing that a disproportionate number of service members wounded and killed in the recent wars came from rural America.
This is something that we can do to help the veterans that are returning home. There's less services for them when they live in these rural communities. There's more geographic isolation, and that's an issue for a lot of returning veterans. But there's also this opportunity, these tremendous career opportunities and meaningful careers in agriculture.
O'Gorman says in his first year, he only reached 9 veteran farmers. But 8 years later, the Farmer Veteran Coalition has almost 9,000 members. But he cautions that farming is not the idealistic, bucolic setting many envision.
There is loss in farming, and there is a lot of financial stress. At the same time, there is a power that comes from somebody who's refused to be the person in the cubicle, you know, and says, I'll be the person on the front lines, whether it's militarily or in the front lines of growing food.
The coalition offers veterans education, mentors, internships, grants, and other resources. And it also manages a Homegrown by Heroes label, now being used by 700 veterans to help market their agricultural goods in 16 states, but not Florida. O'Gorman hopes that it will soon become a familiar label in supermarkets nationwide. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.